And today we're joined by Peter Jensen. He is a workforce development specialist with CTEC. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Nice to have you here. So I understand that you guys have a Safe and Competent Worker series coming up in Ketchikan.
Yes, we do. We have a it's called a series because we're going to go through 7 weeks of training, going through the basic skills. Most of it involves just work behaviors, which they'll be assessed throughout the whole time frame for 7 weeks. Be on time to work. Don't take a long break. You know, just little skills, work ethics that you have in there, just to tweak those as you go along.
Very important skills, definitely.
Also, we'll do assessments to where they're at, where the trainees are at, where they want to go, and we can guide them to where they want to go. We can give them all the information in the world. It's up to them to do what they got to do. And we can't, you know, like you can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink.
Sure.
Type scenario.
What sorts of industries do you focus on? What sorts of people could?
Well, right now we're looking at, construction, but we need to look at in southern southeast Alaska. We have to look at mining. Mining's coming up as going to be a strong force, you know, in a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. We need to look at that. And that's another thing we're looking at training also.
I know, looking at some of this information about the series, I understand that this prepares people for entry-level jobs and things like that?
Yes, it's focused on entry-level. It's not for the supervisor or any of that nature. It's basically entry-level. We're looking at initial training into the HAZWOPER. We're looking at initial, the 40-hour HAZWOPER, 40-hour asbestos abatement. We're looking at flag training, which is 4 to 6 hours, you know how to be a traffic controller. You see that quite often in the summer here. Construction people, with a slow stop paddle, they have to be certified to do that. They can't just, I couldn't go out there and just do it. You got to be certified to do that. And it's a great skill. How to communicate, with the other paddle operator, I guess, if you want to call it that. But there's quite a few things you can do. We have training on man lift, forklift, the flag training, HAZWOPER, lead abatement. I mean, it's quite a series that you can go for 7 weeks. And or you could participate in a la carte, which is you could go just to the HAZWOPER training itself, or you could just go to the asbestos abatement or the flagger training and come in and, do that too.
So these are certification programs. So say I was looking to get into construction or mining, and I hadn't been before, and I get one of these certifications, and now I'm qualified, now I'm hireable for a job in construction or mining?
Yes, pretty much. Just entry, again, back to the entry level. We look at being certified at, and most of this is hands-on training. There is computer-based training also, and then there's counseling and guidance that goes along, because, we just can't just thrust you out into the workforce
right,
thinking, okay, well, we've trained them everything you can have and pat them on the back, thanks very much, and get out there. We're going to help them, guide them, work with job interviews, job applications, how to find a job. I mean, it's a full, the big picture, I guess, looking at the whole person, not just a skill. Okay, we can give them how to operate, how to be a flagger. That's one, but then you got to look at the whole picture. Be there on time. Don't take long breaks. Be ready to go to work. Wear the right gear. I mean, if it's going to be raining, don't go out to the workplace with blue jeans and a t-shirt, because you got to be at work. You have to be at work.
Right. So say I'm a guy and I want to get involved in construction or something, and there's always this certification I always needed to get before I got involved. What kinds of certifications are there?
Well, I would look at, the asbestos, HAZWOPER, OSHA 30, which is a 30-hour work block under the OSHA standards on safety and how to operate safely, and looking at that. Also, basic safety is another certification, introduction to construction math, hand tools, power tools, basic rigging, how to, tie down a load onto a truck so that it just doesn't fall off. I mean, I know how to tie a knot, but it's not a very good knot. But to go through the basic rigging will be quite helpful. But there's quite a few certifications in communications. There's first aid, CPR, AED, quite a it's just the whole trainee, I guess, whole employee training that we have.
You'd be a very hireable employee after taking the courses.
Yes, you can, because we're giving them the tools of mind, not necessarily the hand tools itself, and preparing them to get out in the workforce.
Where do people go if they want to get more information about this, the development series?
Well, they can call me. We're doing interviews this week, and we're taking applications through the 11th of February. So it'd be nice if you can get it in sooner so that we can, process, look at the assessment, the academic assessment, the intake interview, find out where you're at, what you want to do, and what we can do, and what you can do to help yourself get prepared for the workforce. And you can call me at 228-9294 and give me a call. Or drop by the CTEC building at, I believe, 615 Stedman Street. I say I think, but I'm looking at the document. I've worked there for 8 days now, so. Oh,
congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. It's very exciting. This is a great program, the Safe and Competent Workers Series, which is quite a great deal.
Now, when does the series start, and how much does it cost for people who want to get involved?
Well, right now it does start the 11th of February, and it goes through for 7 days. And right now it's about $3,500. There are scholarships available, and you can call me at 228-9294 to talk about the scholarships that you might be eligible for.
And real quick, before I let you go, what other things does CTEC do? What other sorts of programs do they have?
Right now they have a construction academy going on, which takes place in the evenings and just gives a round-the-world training on construction, operations, safety, that kind of stuff. How to use a tape measure. some people who want to go into construction are not quite sure. I worked with a gentleman in the military, and he would talk about notches because he didn't know how to read a tape measure. And he was a master sergeant. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what do you mean? Well, it's four notches from the end. I was like, really?
Well, I can't really blame anyone for not being able to use any sort of tool myself.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much, too, Sean. It's been great. And call me at 228-9294 to apply. Thanks.
That was Peter Jensen. He's a workforce development specialist with CTEC. The time now is 8:27. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.